It is 6:22, and well, it's not unusual for celebrities to come out with their own brand of tequila or vodka or champagne or whatever it might be. A number of celebrities, too many to list through right now, but here's one that Mike Lee might be interested in as the managing editor of Crane's Detroit Business, as we welcome him generally on Mondays, but because of the special programming yesterday, we moved him to today. Mike Lee, good morning to you. You might be interested in knowing that the Queen is releasing her own sparkling wine to celebrate her platinum jubilee. So Queen Elizabeth has gotten the "I need a booze with my name on it" bug.
when you've been queen for that long, I think you should. That's the least you could come
it's
out
the
with
least she could do for her 70th anniversary. But if she really wanted to make real money, she should have come up with some scotch that was set aside when she was brought on to the throne. And 70-year-old scotch would bring a pretty penny to the monarch.
Yep, the coronation vintage.
Yeah. How are you this morning, my friend?
I'm wonderful, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you. And I see that now that traffic is flowing over the Ambassador Bridge, the dust has settled, and we can kind of take a look at the big picture on what damage was done on trade and some other areas.
Yeah, over the last week, the whole nation got a lesson in how important the Detroit-Windsor crossing over the Ambassador Bridge is. In terms of trade and the economy, and now we're left to sort of tote up the cost and how long of a tail the disruptions there at the bridge will have. Some estimates came out just this morning. We published a new story from our friend Pat Anderson. Estimated just the cost to the auto industry in terms of cost to the big three and lost wages, estimated about $300 million, which is obviously a good chunk of change. A few dozen people on the Canadian side caused that damage. We also looked at some of the other long-term effects. You know, it's the trucking industry itself is already dealing with the trucker shortage. The vaccine mandate, which now seems to be, at least on the Canadian side, going away, it took more truckers out of commission. So they've been trying to figure out how to deal with that. And all of a sudden, you've got this bridge blockage complicating their lives even more. And there are a lot of things that cross that bridge besides, auto parts and vehicles. Canada gets a very large chunk of its food supply through there, and in return sends Michigan back a good chunk of the fertilizer that Michigan farmers use. So it's really a vulnerable crossing. It's one of the things that Chad Livengood looked back at looked forward to was the Gordie Howe Bridge down the river that is now being constructed. That was the argument of the folks who supported that bridge, Governor Snyder and others, that having a single truck crossing in between Detroit and Windsor was not adequate and was a security risk. And I think we got a lesson the last week that's really true.
Well, the Maroon family has been telling us that for a long time and wanted to build another bridge. It would have been built by now while we sit by and wait for the Gordie Howe span. But that's another argument for another day. Although Chad does take a good look on the debate over the whether the Gordie Howe Bridge was needed. And if so, I mean, we know it was needed, I think. We've answered that already. It may have taken this kind of a problem for people to really fully understand, but I think not. On infrastructure and superhighways of another kind, Michigan getting a whole lot of money from the federal government to expand access to another internet, the broadband internet.
Yeah, the recent federal infrastructure bill, one of the things that it contains is quite a lot of money, upwards of $1 billion for Michigan for expansion of broadband internet. In Michigan, about one in three households don't have a wired internet connection. Doesn't mean they don't have a cell connection, but they don't have a wired high-speed internet connection of the kind that you really need nowadays to, if you have an office job and you're taking meetings online or trying to do other work. Obviously people stream video and all that. It's a fairly sizable chunk of the state that doesn't have that. That money is going to go a long way to wiring parts of the state that are not currently connectable. Certainly in many rural areas, it's just not available. Sometimes it's surprisingly, not urban areas, but there are folks who live in Oakland County who can't get a broadband connection.
Wow, something we take so for granted. More good news in the Cranes Detroit business. You can't keep it from Kirk Pinhoe. He spotted some quiet construction redevelopment at the former Joe Louis Arena site. It's all there at cranesdetroitbusiness.com. Thank you for your help, as always, Mike Lee, as we kick off the week a day late.
Thanks, Paul.
He is Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor. He is Mike Lee. Word in from the truck situation, by the way, that Trudeau says he's freezing the protesters' bank accounts. King Trudeau speaks.